Welcome to the OCR GCSE Physics Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most important topics in your electricity unit, series circuits. Whether you're sitting the foundation or higher tier, this episode's going to give you everything you need to walk into that exam with total confidence. So grab a pen, maybe a piece of paper, and let's get started. Section 1. Introduction. What are series circuits and why do they matter? Series circuits are one of the two main circuit types you need to master for OCR. GCSE physics, the other being parallel circuits. Understanding series circuits isn't just about passing one question. It underpins your entire understanding of electricity, from Ohm's law to energy transfer to the PAG 3 practical investigation on resistance. In a series circuit, all components are connected in a single, unbroken loop. There are no branches, no junctions, no alternative paths for the current to take. Think of it like a one-way street with no side roads. Every charge carrier, every electron, must travel through every single component in the circuit before returning to the battery. This simple structural fact has two enormous consequences that examiners test again and again. Current is the same everywhere in the loop, and voltage is shared between the components. These two rules, combined with Ohm's law, are the foundation of almost every series circuit question you will encounter. Section 2. Core concepts. Let's build your understanding. Let's start with the first golden rule. Current is conserved in a series circuit. Current, measured in amperes or amps, symbol capital I, is the rate of flow of charge. In a series circuit, because there is only one path, the same number of charge carriers passes every point in the circuit every second. It doesn't matter whether you measure the current before the first resistor, between the resistors, or after the last component. The ammeter reading will be identical at every point. This is a conservation law. Charge is not created or destroyed as it flows around the circuit. Examiners award one mark simply for stating, "The current is the same at all points in a series circuit." That is a guaranteed mark if you remember it. Now, here is the most common misconception I see in exam scripts, and it costs students marks every single year. Some candidates believe that current is used up by components, that a resistor consumes current, so the current after the resistor is lower than before it. This is completely wrong. Resistors do not consume current. They resist the flow of charge, which converts electrical energy into thermal energy, but the same number of charge carriers flows through. The current remains constant throughout the entire loop. Now let's move to the second golden rule. Voltage is shared in a series circuit. Voltage, also called potential difference, measured in volts, symbol V, represents the energy transferred per unit of charge. In a series circuit, the total voltage supplied by the battery is divided between all the components. The sum of the individual voltage drops across each component equals the supply voltage. We write this as V total equals V1 plus V2 plus V3, and so on. Think of it like this. Imagine the battery gives each charge carrier a certain amount of energy, let's say 12 joules per coulomb, which means 12 volts. As each charge carrier travels around the circuit, it spends some of that energy at the first resistor, some at the second, and some at the third. By the time it gets back to the battery, it has spent all 12 joules. The battery then recharges it, and off it goes again. The voltage across each individual component depends on its resistance. A larger resistor takes a bigger share of the voltage. A smaller resistor takes a smaller share. This is directly described by Ohm's law. Let's talk about Ohm's law now, because it is the engine of all series circuit calculations. Ohm's law states, voltage equals current multiplied by resistance. In symbols, V equals I times R. This formula is given on your OCR formula sheet, so you don't need to memorize it, but you absolutely must know how to rearrange it and apply it correctly. Rearranging gives us current equals voltage divided by resistance, and resistance equals voltage divided by current. A brilliant memory tool is the VR triangle. Draw a triangle, put V at the top, put I on the bottom left, and R on the bottom right. To find any quantity, cover it up with your finger. What remains shows you the calculation. Cover V, you see I times R. Cover I, you see V over R. Cover R, you see V over I. Now, the critical point for series circuits, when you apply Ohm's law to a single component, you must use the voltage across that specific component, not the total supply voltage. This is one of the most common errors in the exam. If you have a 12-volt supply and three resistors, you cannot use 12 volts with one resistor's resistance to find the current through that resistor alone. You must first find the total resistance, then find the total current, and then use that current with the individual resistor's resistance to find the voltage across it. This brings us to the third key rule, total resistance in a series circuit. In a series circuit, the total resistance is simply the sum of all individual resistances. R total equals R1 plus R2 plus R3, and so on. This formula must be memorized. It is not given on the formula sheet. Adding more resistors in series always increases the total resistance, and because the supply voltage stays constant by Ohm's law, I equals V over R, if resistance goes up, current goes down. This logical chain is essential for evaluation questions. More resistors, higher total resistance, lower current, lower voltage across each original component. Let me walk you through a complete example. Suppose you have a series circuit with a 12-volt battery and three resistors. R1 equals 4 ohms, R2 equals 6 ohms, and R3 equals 2 ohms. Step 1, find the total resistance. R total equals 4 plus 6 plus 2 equals 12 ohms. Step 2, find the total current. I equals V over R total equals 12 divided by 12 equals 1 ampere. Step 3, find the voltage across each resistor using V equals I times R. Voltage across R1 equals 1 times 4 equals 4 volts. Voltage across R2 equals 1 times 6 equals 6 volts. Voltage across R3 equals 1 times 2 equals 2 volts. Step 4, check your answer. 4 plus 6 plus 2 equals 12 volts. That matches the supply voltage. Always do this check in your exam. It takes 5 seconds and can save you from losing marks on a silly arithmetic error. Section 3, exam tips and common mistakes. Now let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. Tip 1, annotate your circuit diagram before you start calculating. Write every known value, voltage, current, resistance, directly onto the diagram. This prevents you from accidentally using the wrong value in a formula. Tip 2, follow the logical chain. For any question about what happens when a component changes, always work through this sequence. Total resistance changes first, then total current changes, then voltage across individual components changes. Never skip steps. Tip 3, for show that questions, you must show the formula, the substitution with numbers, and the final answer. Simply writing the answer, even if it's correct, will not earn full marks. Examiners specifically look for the working. Tip 4, watch your units. This is a silent mark killer. Milliamps must be converted to amps before substituting into V equals IR. 1 milliamp equals 0.001 amps. Kiloohms must be converted to ohms. 1 kiloohm equals 1,000 ohms. Always check your units before substituting. Tip 5. Know your command words. If the question says state, give a brief factual answer, one or two sentences at most. If it says explain, you must give a reason. Use the word because to force yourself to link cause and effect. If it says calculate, show full working, including the formula, substitution, and answer with units. Common mistake. 1. Using the total supply voltage with a single component's resistance to find current. This gives the wrong answer. Always find total resistance first, then total current. Common mistake 2. Thinking voltage is the same across all components in a series circuit. That rule applies to parallel circuits, not series. In series, voltage is shared. In parallel, voltage is the same. Common mistake 3. Forgetting to check that your individual voltages add up to the supply voltage. This is your built-in error checker. Use it. Section 4. Quick-fire recall quiz. Right, let's test what you've learned. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give the answer. Try to answer before I do. Question 1. In a series circuit, is the current the same or different at different points? The current is the same at all points. Question 2. Write the formula for total resistance in a series circuit. R total equals R1 plus R2 plus R3. Question 3. A series circuit has a 9-volt battery and two resistors of 3 ohms and 6 ohms. What is the total current? Total resistance equals 3 plus 6 equals 9 ohms. Current equals 9 divided by 9 equals 1 amp. Question 4. What happens to the total current in a series circuit if you add another resistor, assuming the supply voltage stays constant. The total resistance increases, so the current decreases. Question 5. What is the key mistake to avoid when applying Ohm's law to a single component in a series circuit? Do not use the total supply voltage. Use only the voltage across that specific component. Section 5, summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. Series circuits have 3 rules you must know cold. 1. Current is the same at all points. It is conserved, not used up. 2. Voltage is shared between components. The individual voltages sum to the supply voltage. 3. Total resistance is the sum of all individual resistances. The logical chain for analysis is total resistance, then total current, then individual voltages. Always annotate your diagrams, always show you're working, always check your units, and always verify that your voltages add up. This topic connects directly to parallel circuits, electrical power, energy transfer, and the PAG 3 Practical Mastering Series Circuits. Now will make every other electricity topic significantly easier. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode has given you the clarity and confidence you need. Good luck with your revision, and remember, every mark you earn in the exam is a mark you practiced for. You've got this. See you in the next episode.